right, we will reconvene the meeting at 3:30, roughly, whatever it is. So I'm going to just read the resolutions of the three items that were confidential. So the first one was moved that the council appoint Mr. James Andrew Stewart Muir in the role of Executive Manager of Works and Technical Services as a senior employee in accordance with section 5.37 of the Local Government Act 1995, effective from the 5th of January 2026. And then the next item was 14.1.2, and the motion was, if you would read that, please.
Yes, thanks, Madam President. That council does not believe the councillor has breached the Shire of Northampton Code of Conduct for the following reasons. Number one, no evidence of close relationships has been established. Number two, actions by the councillor and the council itself in its decision were appropriate. And point number three, the councillor is always fair and reasonable in considering council business.
Thank you. And then the final item, which was item 14.1.3, which is the 2025 performance review of the Chief Executive Officer, held the 27th and 28th of November. I'll read out the recommendation, and there are 9 points. That council, number one, notes the salaries and allowances tribunal determination of the 4th of April 2025, effective from the 1st of July 2025. Number two, notes an increase in the superannuation guarantee levy from 11.5% to 12%, effective from the 1st of July 2025. Number three, notes the outcomes of the elected member performance survey undertaken in July 2025. With the Chief Executive Officer being assessed as meets expectations in this year's performance appraisal. Number four, adopt the modified performance criteria metrics for the 26-27 performance period outlined in section 7.6 of this confidential report. Number five, approves a variation to the CEO's contract total remuneration package as per option two set out within this report at section 6.5. Number six, schedule an interim review of the CEO performance in August 2026, and then schedules the next full review of the Chief Executive Officer's performance and total remuneration package for consideration by Council in February 2027. Number eight, that comply as per Division 3 of the Local Government Administration Regulation Section 2, Clause 18, by resolution of an absolute majority of the Council, endorse this review. And number nine, comply as per Division 3 of the Local Government Administration Regulations Schedule 2, Clause 19, by notifying the Chief Executive Officer of results of this performance review. Thank you. And the reason we changed the dates was because we felt that to be doing this review period at the end of November was not the best timing, and we would comply with the 12-month period, so we've pushed it out a little to be suitable for our timing. All right, so we will move now to item 15, which is applications for leave of absence. Has anyone got any need to apply for request leave of absence? No? Okay, well, with that, if there's no further business, I would like to thank you for your attendance in what feels like a bit of a long meeting, but thank you for your attendance. I would like to wish everybody all the very best for the Christmas period, and hope everyone has the opportunity to have a few days of rest and recreation. And I declare the meeting closed. I'd also like to thank the staff for their the work that they have done over the past over this year. And obviously, we'll have our end of year function tomorrow night. But I'm aware that maybe, I know Councillor Burgess is not going to be there. So just wanted to publicly thank the staff for all of the work that they do. A lot of it is a thankless task, as is being a councillor from time to time, I have to say. I think we all are here to do the right thing. And with that, I'll close the meeting at 3:40. Thank you. Is it 3:40?
3:36.
3:36. We need to change the clock.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
Is that only 1 year?
right.